might bring annoyance.
Spotify.
If there's anybody that I want seeing you with a swastika around you, it's people who are not like Nazis per se.
Uh-huh.
I don't want FGOTs to think you're on their side.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't want that. Somebody just farted really loud right now.
Really? Hold on. Say some. Okay, your audio looks kind of high.
Satisfying?
Kind of high though.
What?
So, guys, want to see something special? Yeah, today's a two-stream day, because I just recorded something like on the Legendary. I just found out another of the teachers I had is a pedophile. Well,
what?
That's not surprising. I'm not surprised. How would I be surprised about teachers being pedophiles?
Yeah, doesn't it happen all the time? Bonk bit. Yo, whip it out. Whip the big red one out.
Well, hold on. I gotta post on Twitter. Should I post on Twitter?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you should.
Stream? Okay. I'll whip my big red one out in a minute, Victor. Be patient. Oh my gosh. Yo! Bunk bed. Guess what's chilling out right there? Guys, I'll give
you one chance to guess.
Okay, one chance. To guess what that big red thing right there is.
It never can be a good thing. Yeah, guess what that big red thing is.
That
is it ever a good
one?
Thing? Is a big red thing ever good?
That big red one on my bed?
If you got a big red anything on your bed, is it ever good?
Merch? No.
Also, is Blade Runner
2049
good?
This is obvious, guys. If you've been looking at my Twitter account, you should get this easy.
Is there any... is Blade Runner
It's currently wrapped up, good? But when it's unfurled. 2049, no.
No, it's not?
It's boring.
Is it? Oh.
Kind of drags on. I mean, it's got some cool concepts and stuff, but it's way too long.
Might have to check it. I'm still very much a Ryan Gosling guy.
Understandable. Is it related to Matilda? We recorded that yesterday or the day before yesterday? The day before yesterday.
I'm losing track of time about this.
Yeah, because we're working so hard. We're just like working so hard for you guys. Like working 25 hours a day. I'm joking you. That's a Blutfahne. Speak English. That's a Poopin' Waffen. Schnitzel. I do have an autism blanket, in actuality. It's that thing next to it. Blood flag, lol, we have a few in storage. Oh, it's a penis! Ding, ding, ding! No. Blood flag, can you just say it? Like, I think you're correct.
I don't know, do you have to, like, say the original term for it? Because you have to be like, cool? Can't you just call it the swastika flag, you gay nerd? Call it the swastika flag, gay nerd.
Gay nerd? Yeah, it's a Nazi flag. Alright. Cringe Panda is the only one that got it correct. You guys are pathetic. You got beat by a 13-year-old girl. What are you slacking? You lacking. Caught you lacking. Horror.
Yeah, whip it out. This is an episode dedicated to optics, okay?
Optics, right. We're trying to fix up our optics and try to get appealing to boomers and people like that.
Yeah, we're trying to get to, like, America First Mark Dice levels of good, okay?
Right. Good optics. Because we've been saying some bad no-no things, I guess.
We wanted to apologize.
We're never getting on CNN, which is horrible. And we want to apologize. For what we've done.
No, we want that nice Republican endorsement.
Right. I wanna be a Fox News. I wanna be like Tucker Carlson, honestly. That's my
dude,
dream.
Tucker Carlson
so
is my idol.
So I gotta undo what I've done here.
Tucker Carlson is our idol, and we love him.
Nazi flag? Yeah, right. I don't believe you. You should start believing me.
You should start believing.
Yeah. armband was... Yeah, that was intentional. We're not... Oh, shoot, my... Camera died. Guys, we're actually, like, cool, and we know everything. That was a cinematic choice. You'll see why in the video.
Yeah, thank you for more detailed info, because you're, like, a Nazi specialist. Gay nerd? That's such a gay nerd thing to be doing.
Alright, hold on. We got 46 people here. Let me whip it out for you.
Yeah, whip it out.
Let me whip it out. Let me crumpled up strip. Let me throw it in another corner. Not put it in the trash. Whatever. Best way to... Oh, that looks beautiful.
Oh, mama. Majestic. Yeah, it's the big kahuna of the, political flags.
The big kahuna. What is the big enchilada, really?
Yeah.
Feel comfy cozy.
I mean, wouldn't you guys want this? Tell me. I mean, somebody's screenshotting this and posting it to poll, right?
Yeah, they gotta be.
Right, okay. Now, tell me, wouldn't you guys want that? Do the Fortnite dance. Wouldn't you guys want this for yourselves? Wouldn't that be the best thing ever? Going up to your moms like that?
Wait, it's awesome. Yeah,
Okay.
I was surprised
it's getting...
at how good this looks. Ah!
Yeah, it's getting to a... it's getting to a level where... Your parents are gonna start having trouble soon.
Yeah, probably.
Does what this is look
it?
Awesome,
yeah, it's for
though?
An art piece.
This is for an art for, piece. Like, I'm just looking at, like, aesthetically, like, this is probably, like, just, like, beautiful.
By the way, it's all about optics, okay? We're trying to get good.
So, right, we're
at
trying
optics.
To... Yeah, this is... I don't know, you think we're doing a good job?
I'm pretty sure we're doing a great job. I'm pretty sure we're getting streamed on CNN and Memory TV right now.
I think so.
And PBS. Yeah. I think they're playing this on NPR.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I always wanted to be on NPR. I've mm-hmm. always listened to them every morning, talking about politics all the time. You guys know politics my favorite topic.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Israel is transmitting this to Palestine right now on their
yeah,
TVs.
For peace. In the
yeah,
East.
It is Hitler E.
It
Clinton
is Hitler
himself.
E. Clinton himself, in the flesh. This
That's
looks
right.
quite good with my red hoodie. Honestly, I gotta say.
It does though.
What's up with that?
Yo, what's up? Aha. Wait, what? Mom kept bringing up that black guy that got killed in Minnesota today, trying to figure out what I thought about. I finally told her. Now she's threatening to send me to tolerance camp. Bro, go to tolerance camp. Cramp and
yeah, go to tolerance camp and terrify all the counselors there.
Yeah,
I never got the
do,
chance
bro?
To do that. You should.
What do you think they're gonna do? They cannot do anything. They can only
they
tell you what
do
to do.
Anything, right? And then you
and
defy
you
them, and they piss and fart.
They pee their pants because they're used to retarded.
They're used
kids,
to kids
you know
getting scared by adults telling mm-hmm. them that they're not tolerant enough.
I said the N word.
Oh,
I said the N-word on Snapchat. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to
like,
be edgy.
Like, ruined. I'll never get into Ivy League school. They know I said the N-word.
Oh, it's like a Reddit meme. I was like playing around. I was like PewDiePie. Instead, you go, you know, you start going gegebena at her. Verboten. Whatever the German words are. You start going at it. Watch. Boomers and Gen Xers are permanently paused in the race question. They'll never change. Get out when you can. We listen.
Somewhat. Yeah. Old people generally, they're too terrified. Yeah.
Old people.
But
are...
that's not the most important thing. If you can get them, going to church.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Period.
Which, my dad will be going with me when
and
it starts
only...
up again. So that's the best. It's better than him being like,
about?
Oh, black people are chimps, whatever.
The only thing that the race, my idea of the race question is like this. Are you funny? Are you invading my house? That's pretty much my questions about race.
Yeah. Paused.
Are you a pain in my butt? And are you invading my house? Which are sort of synonyms. Everything else is sort of be besides the point. It's like everything else works itself out. Because if they're funny and they're not invading my house, they probably don't want me to invade their house. If you know what I'm saying. No,
I have two like opposite tweets juxtaposed against each other. The hey guys and the drug addict lesbian.
Yeah.
That's kind of pithy.
Yeah.
Because that's how that happens. Is a flag
a swag giveaway? Nope. Never.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be keeping this. Maybe put it like, I usually put my green screen there, but I could put the Nazi flag there. Oh, come. Swagalicious. I don't know. I think my parents will be quaking and farting if they see this. But, I can change that. Epic. I've been waiting for Trish to open up and it's finally coming back this Sunday. That's awesome. Yeah, I've been waiting. I miss it, man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Know what I'm saying? Ah, nice. Hang that up when, you know, CPS is coming around.
Yo, what's up, CPS workers? It's your boy, alcoholic abusive mother. so many great things. They don't know about it? Oh, they'll love it. Don't be silly. Ah, yeah, I'm sure. They'll think it's cool.
You talk like a fucking you're so retarded.
What?
Nothing. By the way, where's Jordan Peterson?
That's a good question. I think, didn't he make a post that he was writing a new book like a month or two ago? So I think he's back. I want him
to make
doing lectures.
Yeah, that's what I want. It's the truth of it. Truth of the matter.
Hope that works out for you guys. My prank kind of failed. Oh, man. What happened? Well,
for
the chat, to give a general recap, but you can tell us more about it later.
Shoot yourself in the kneecaps.
Hanging in the living room. That'd be funny. I don't know where they are right now. It's getting over a clonopin addiction. I think he was at least back from Russia.
Yeah. Oh, he's redoing a biblical series via podcast. Okay. Sophia?
Yeah.
You're gay.
Shut up! I hate you. You always call me gay. I can't believe it.
He for some reason gave his phone and didn't read it. Go. I don't know. Okay, just call him.
Ow.
Call him, dude. Go full holesies, okay? Some gay. No halfsies. Okay.
Tried to tell a girl's father about her sexual and deviant behavior, but he, for some reason, gave his phone to her and didn't read what I said. So she's super pissed at me, but I'm in Joker mode from laughing so much. Yeah, eventually he's gonna get his phone back, right?
Call him. Hey. Call him. Talk to him. Never go half cock, full cock, full throttle. Holesies. Get personal. You tell him in your voice. Maybe even in real life. That would be interesting.
Yeah, right? How do you know this girl? That's funny though. Yeah, she must be pooping her freaking pants.
Ah, yes, man.
Imagine. Dude. Someone's trying to inform my father that I'm drinking load.
Always having so much fun.
This girl was an IRL friend, but I would love to tell her father in real life, but I wouldn't know where to find him without her being with him.
Figure it out. Find out.
Well, yeah, try calling him. If she's with him, it would be funnier. Yeah, how's she gonna stop you exactly? Alright, see ya, Poryo.
See ya, Poryo.
But yeah, if she were with her father, there's not really anything.
Hadley, who are you? Schizophrenic. Why is it your business what she does? Everything's my business. All the time.
Why isn't your still on the bowl? Does? There is no ethical violation in spreading information. Yeah. So
go right ahead.
It is my business.
Everything is my business, man. It's all mine.
You're doing her a favor, even if she doesn't want it. And I mean, it's a different thing to like lock her in a room somewhere or something like that.
Yeah.
But
Chimpog, you are very based and red pilled. This girl, oh okay. This girl was an IRL friend, but I would love to tell her father in real life, but I wouldn't know where to find him without her being with him. Go just meet him in real life. And either way.
Pine Boy.
Hello, Pine Boy. The boys will be getting a nice new couple videos very, very soon.
Very soon, yeah. We recorded two videos this week.
And you guys will enjoy it.
Okay. Yeah. Especially the one we just recorded. I don't think I can call him since she blocked me from texting him on his phone, so I had to email him, but, you know, super dumb dad. Well, he'll get your email.
Yeah.
Just gotta wait. It's a matter of time. Just because it didn't go how you wanted to, the operation mission. I mean, there's funny.
I just farted so much. Unbelievable.
I mean, I get it. When you care about someone, you want to get them help, but is this coming from a place of care or jealousy? What exactly is there to be jealous about? I mean, Chunky's obviously not doing it maliciously.
Man, that's such a retarded thing to say. Jealousy. Do you know how easy it is to acquire sexual encounters, especially as a woman?
Real easy.
Whores be whoring. What's your dad going to do? Yeah, right.
It's better than nothing.
Shrug. It's just like that. Don't be defeatist about it. Yeah, whatever, dude. She's just having, like, sex. What's her problem? I have no problem. The only thing I have is fun. And it's mighty fun making teenage whores uncomfortable and inconvenienced. Mighty.
Yeah, because her dad has legitimate custody.
Mm-hmm.
So he can, like, ground her, make sure she's not leaving the house, at least.
Yes,
have
sir.
Sex. Get sex.
Sex. Hot sex with a bunch of random guys.
Yeah, having hot, steamy sex with a bunch of sex. Random dudes.
She's like, this sex. I want to have sex. That's how it is all the time. That's how teenagers. You know.
Teenager. We're a bunch of teenagers. We're gonna do crazy stuff because we're teenagers. I was trying to tell him she snuck out to have sex with her boyfriend. Oh my god.
Stun him. You listen. I don't
really
think I care.
Really?
Like, I don't think you need care or jealousy. I think you need an interest in, I don't know, basic interest in seeing a person who is not doing the right thing get an inconvenience thrown in their path. That's what I like to do.
How old is she?
You know.
Like 16, right? 15, 16?
Video about Hollow Earth. Parochial. Unless you have a point about it.
Yeah, do you have something new to say?
Or are you just gonna, you know, put your dad's retarded musings in a piece of a script? I grew up around a lot of that. Jehovah's Witness. Girls just ended up running away with their boyfriends a lot of the time. And what is the point? This is what I'm saying. My care is limited by how much these people want it for themselves, which is why I'm not doing that with some, you know, outcome in mind specifically. I'm not advocating for these things with an outcome. I'm advocating for the sake of, I don't know, interesting. I would just make it entertaining instead of saying anything new. Tell me the difference between those two. And I'll sell you money. What happened in Minneapolis, by the way? Do you know, Sophia?
No idea. I don't freaking look into it.
No idea. Don't even want to know. What do you do for fun, Sophia?
What do I do for f- I game. I'm a gamer. Make music. I don't know, honestly, because I've been, like, working hard, so, like, whatever. But yeah. Mainly game. And, watch anime.
A Target got burned down in protest. I'm gunning it down. I am the laser gun carrier. I don't know. Why don't they just kill these people? Why don't they let them do it? Whoever's doing it, kill them. Destroying property? You get domed. Right down. I mean, you deserve to get domed.
What games do you game? I've been playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. It's pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good. Joe Rogan needs to have Jordan Peterson on once more.
Yeah, definitely. Because nobody knows at all what happened.
Yeah. Because killing Negroes a hate crime. No, they would get away with it. Invasion of property. Ooh, yes, sir. Yo, Wagme Mag, are you that guy? Are you that guy? Wagme Mag. Because I noticed the similarities in your names. Seems interesting.
In this case, the cop actually committed manslaughter. Doesn't justify a chimp out, though. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't cops do this stuff all the time? Is that a problem? That's a problem with, you know, that's a problem with state-run police force.
Yeah. Well, not specifically this. This is actually pretty rare, but generally cops suck. So that's cops take it to the state. No. Don't take it to random white people.
Like
in
them getting away with this sort of thing isn't because you're black, is the point.
Them getting away with it isn't because you're black or they're white. It's because they are the state.
It's because they are legally like foolproof.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever a cop does, it's, you know, he can do whatever he wants. Yeah, dome the cop. Secede from the republic. How's that?
Yeah,
dome
the
cop.
F out of here, black people.
Don't allow
angry.
Anybody to enter your hood.
Please,
and turn it
secede.
Into your country.
How turn the hoods into not America.
Yeah, turn it into something else.
Turn it into the Igor Enclave.
Oh, the Igor Republic of America.
Yeah.
The new IRA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I fully support black people seceding and making black America. Making Wakanda, whatever they want.
Yeah, do whatever, bro.
Because there, you get to set up your own whatever and, you know, white bad cops don't get to come in and shoot you in the head. Because you have an army of your own.
Some Schoolboy Q mentioned once, and I always...
You can commit all crimes
actually
you want.
Actually stuck with me, something that Schoolboy Q said, that there was this black girl filming a black guy getting like beat up by cops, and it was her and a bunch of like some other dudes in a car, and they just like filmed while it happened, and then they used it at, you know, this, you know, they started talking about it. Why don't you just get out of the car and beat that dude up?
Yeah. Defend
it's
him?
Just a guy. It's
if
just a guy with
it?
A blue uniform, but he's mm-hmm. like, it's a guy.
You could definitely overpower him. Cause he's like super scared to whip out his gun.
Yeah.
They have the entire continent of Africa already. clearly they need more, and I'm fine with it. I don't want hoods to be part of this nation.
Liberty
adds
and
nothing.
Freedom are kind of gay. Your conception of those things is retarded if you think that. If you believe that, then you've bought what liberty and freedom means from, like, left libertarians. Like, anarchists. You believe something out of Noam Chomsky's mouth if you think, you know, he's able to define what those things are. if that's the definition you're using. Exactly what my friend said. Just dome the Igga, for crying out loud. If he's doing something like that, kill him. Killing people, torturing them?
Yeah, if dome he's him. Actually killing people for no reason, don't. If you're gonna be killing people in retaliation, kill him.
Don't they kill each other all the time for drugs? Over drugs, over, you know, different colors, gangs and stuff. Bro, kill the cops. Let's kill the cops tonight. Secede. What do you think what do you think America is gonna take the land back? That's gonna be so racist, they would never do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let them take it away.
American blacks wouldn't be accepted in African countries. Yeah, you're probably right. That's why they should just secede.
I don't know. I don't give a damn what your debate is. And you're gay if you're a Nazbol. Yeah, kill the cops. Sounds terrible. Listen, I don't mean, you know, good guy cop down the street.
If they secede, who will build their infrastructure and grow their food? It's not my problem. They're the ones who are going to choose to secede. It's their country now.
Don't tell them that they need that. Just let them do it.
Just let them, like, figure it out. They'll figure out something they want. They'll
figure something out. Will you return California and Tejas to Mexico? Texas to Mexico for less adversity? Yeah. I am in support of that. 100%.
These places are crap holes, so you can have them.
You know, they would purchase... You're purchasing morality and unity with land. Sounds like a deal. Bunch of useless land, bunch of San Francisco. If Noam Chomsky is gay, why are you, like, accepting his terminology? Why are you a Bolshevik, you crap-eating retard? Hello, Josh.
You're a Bolshevik? That's funny.
You're probably trolling. But, like, I'm Nazbol. I'm a Bolshevik, but I'm cool and pro-white.
Tell that to all of the freaking... Every Bolshevik was a Jewish person.
No, but I'm like a Nazi, too. Kill yourself. Okay, buddy. Who's Vaush? I don't care who Vaush is. Is everyone here racist against blacks? I'm genuinely asking. That depends on what you mean.
Yeah. What do you mean racist? You mean I would kill them? No. You mean I want to live separately from them? If it's possible.
Sure. Why not?
Sure, I don't want to get freaking robbed.
I mean, all of my personal experience with, like, ethnic people has been contrary to the statistic truth, but I recognize the statistic truth that it's very dangerous living near black people.
And the funniest part, half the people who are saying yes in chat are mixed.
Yeah. Imagine giving a damn about politics. Sweating. Yeah. Thinking about debating people. Mm-hmm. I would trade in my life for a rat's life before I trade it in for yours. You think all blacks, think all blacks are bad?
No. Obviously not, but statistically, like, 13% do 50% of the crime. That's kind of crazy, Richie though. Richie was
pretty funny.
Like, one third of them end up in prison. That kind of crazy, though.
Mixed people are insecure about their non-white side. The ones I know aren't, but some people are. I don't think he should be, by the way. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Raised by whites? Yeah.
Seems to be, because white people, like, usually the dad doesn't run away. So they, you know, grow up with a proper role model.
Racist mixed people are good times? Yes, they are, man. Always. The first person I ever saw be, like, openly appreciative of Nazi rallies was a mixed guy. He said he, like, thought it was awesome and looked cool.
Yeah.
In school, was a mixed guy. And I thought, huh.
Yeah, in-group preference is there for your own survival, because you have no idea what other groups are looking to do to you. Like, if you walk into some random Middle Eastern territory, you might get a freaking missile dropped on your noggin. Because they don't want you there.
Yeah, whatever about Weave. Are mixed people bad? I don't know. I don't really think about any of that stuff. I don't know what these questions mean anymore. No idea. 1/4 Jew here? Oh man, that's crazy. I'm pretty sure Sophia is some percentage Jewish.
Yeah, all I know is just statistics. That makes me cautious. But beyond that, I don't know.
Don't think about it. Legit top 3 movie for me? For me too, man. 100%.
Yeah.
I actually forgot how good that was. Watched it again, I was like, up there with the best.
Might watch it tonight.
Yeah, watch the uncut version. It's really funny. Parts of it are really funny. Watching Leon poop and fart in his grandmother's couch.
We should probably wrap it up soon, because I gotta still do some homework.
You do 20 more minutes?
Yeah.
Alright, let's do that then. I think black people are pretty funny. I think racist stuff is hilarious. It's pretty much it. That's the only time it even matters.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Everything else is like, living separately. Is that really racist? Don't people do that all the time, naturally? Is it even worth mentioning?
I mean, geographically, yeah, that's what's natural.
Where the sub button? Because I'd sub. You'd be a sub?
Smash that. You'd be a sub. No, sub on New Project 2 or Sensor TV.
Yeah, mama.
How can someone not defend death penalty for pedophiles? Yeah, I'm strongly for that, because there doesn't really seem to be another solution. The only thing is that, like, might be withholding from that is the catechism.
Newproject2.com/sof.
I wonder what their justification is for that, because it was kind of a vague statement.
What else? Censor.tv. Oh, and sofsupply.com with the shirts.
Yeah.
has a lot of good stuff you guys should buy. Chemical castration? To the ones that, yeah, but that have done it? Yeah. What's the use? You're gonna be in jail forever.
Yeah.
Or do you, are you, or do you think that, yeah, they shouldn't have be to in jail be, forever?
Yeah, like, they'll have to be subsidized in jail forever off of good people's money that they could use for something way more useful.
Like, I'm thinking chemical castration. Yeah, but for the ones that have done it, what's the use of... Unless there's not going to be kids in prison, so what's the point of that? Unless you're going to not be in prison, and then what the hell's going on? So it's pointless to have chemical castration.
Yeah, unless
castration.
You're going to release them, which they can... They'll just do other stuff. Won't use their wiener.
Or maybe we shouldn't judge anyone based on their race. Isn't that basic human decency and knowledge?
You're a funny guy.
You're pretty funny.
Maybe we shouldn't judge anyone. You're like... Have you seen the statistics? Black people are 13% of the population and do 50% of the crime.
Like all that stuff. Like, seriously. We shouldn't judge anybody on their race. Why not? I judge everybody on everything.
Yeah.
I judge people based on how, funny they are. And that's so irrelevant.
You make judgments or you die.
I make judgments on how well people dress themselves. I make judgments... Dude, I'm always making judgments on the most inane, retarded things. I used to bully people. Like, I used to... Not bully, but I used to make fun of... Like, consistently make fun of how they dressed and talked. Inane stuff. Didn't matter, but I still did it. And I'm still gonna do it.
I'm so angry, I think I can count on my fingers the high school teachers who aren't pedos. It's either lazy, good-for-nothing retards, or pedophiles. It's the only people who work as teachers. 1% of them are looking to, do something good, and they get crushed by the system within a matter of years.
Americans in general are pretty obsessed with race for how much of a melting pot it became. That's why they're obsessed with race. They constantly have to interact with that stuff, which is why there's such a thing, such a cultural theme. I don't know. I'm just trying to listen to Jesus Is Born by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Not a bad thing. What's not a bad thing? Asking race questions. I don't mind answering them. What are they gonna do? Film us and put it on an article? Go ahead. It's gonna be funny.
Yeah.
Vulcanization is a terrible idea. Vulcanization is good, bad. That's a debatable thing. What do you mean by balkanization? Would destroy America's power as a nation. Questionable. Very questionable. Hey. That's an idea right there. I mean, culturally balkanized, that's right. And it's worthwhile to notice that the unitement of many nations together under the same flag, usually of republics, is a republican thing, which is a French Revolution thing, which is terrible. Very expansive, weird, authoritarian power projects. So even if I'm saying, like, imagining that we can do a great union of nations, I'm not even sure ethically if we could do that. I don't think it would be a good thing. It would be very troublesome, and people are different culturally.
coffin of me. An easy come, an easy go. I'm sure I told you so.
Better to be united in small groups than to be separated and divided into a big one. Basically. But back to the important stuff. Sophia.
Yeah.
What's the average amount of times your feet get red every day? Because that never happens to me, and I think you might have some kind of condition.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently that's like a heart disease thing, but that sounds so impossible. Like, some with arteries getting all clogged up, whatever. But that's... I don't want to die. But the weird thing is, like, that's for, like, old people, fat people, like, that doesn't happen to, like, underweight 15-year-olds. My feet just get red after I take a shower. Yeah, same, but they get red when I walk or when I stand for long periods of time.
Something's wrong with you.
I mean, walk, like, a considerable distance, not just, like, you know, going up and down stairs or whatever.
French Panda has a 16-year-old boyfriend? Okay. Hey, retard, when are you releasing videos for free? Never, retard. Go get some money. The French Revolution was a horrible disaster. America was never intended to be a super state. Yeah, but it isn't right now. It's like a world state. It's like everywhere at the same time somehow.
You walking like 150 steps per day? Oh, probably.
Yeah, a few sleeps per day. That's all I need.
Yeah, I don't even... Yeah, I definitely do not exercise every day. Although, I also have postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Which probably should be.
Bro, that's when you got Down syndrome.
Yeah, though.
Why are you retarded, bro?
I'm sorry. Something funny?
What editing program do you use?
My big fat wiener.
Bruh. How about that? Chronic Down syndrome.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I said.
What Sophia got.
I have chronic Down syndrome. As opposed to temporary Down syndrome. Where yeah. You have temporary fits of Down syndrome. Sort of like
that's
epilepsy.
My problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that when you pass out when you stand up too fast? Yeah.
Dude, Sophia should do burpees on a stream and then she could like pass out and die.
If I do that, I actually... Well... Should I do that?
I don't know. Are you gonna die?
Nah. That's poor
okay,
circulation
go ahead.
Exercise. I should exercise every day. Am I gonna? Probably should. I don't want to die young.
I should exercise every day. Am I gonna?
Go for it. Yes, queen. Faint. Yow.
Yow.
Yow. My mother hates me. Yow. Time to die, guys. Come on, let's die. Let's all die together.
Wes Watson did 88 burpees.
Oh, my freaking fan is going. I'm gonna hit it. Can I hit it? My moving fan with my fingers?
Probably not.
I do this where I won't. You jump up and you do a push up and then you jump up again, right? That's how it works?
Yeah. Yes, okay. Sir.
Oh, God.
You gotta throw your arms up when you go up, stupid.
Oh shoot.
Horrible form.
The worst.
Fine boy.
It only hits me when I stop. Fantastic. Oh. Well, that's pretty good.
The road to the jack. Yes.
Look at that fast clarity on my head, my bald head. Got veins all over it. Okay, yeah, I'm kind of dying. I feel lightheaded.
Yeah, nice. Hey, yeah. You got a bucket?
Did like 5 burpees. My heart hates me. Yow. You never freaking told us you were so strong. I'm sorry, guys. Should have told you. It's kind of surprising.
Kind of humiliating. Sort of like,
yeah, it's kind of like I'm cucking you.
Yeah, right you're now. Like flexing on them right now. You're humiliating.
Yeah,
you know,
flexing on
how
them.
How strong you are.
My huge armpits. Fitness queen, yes. All right, yo guys, you think I could be like think I could be like a MMA
okay,
heavyweight
so
champion?
Okay, shadow box.
I think
shadow
I got
box,
a should. I don't know how to do that.
I think I got a should.
I think I got a should. I think I just lost 20 billion brain cells from doing that.
How many brain cells do you have?
Like 2. Oh shoot! I'm in debt now.
Yeah. By like in debt, like.
19,999,999.
Shut up.
Nine.
How many brain cells do I have?
Trillions.
100 billion. Okay, so you lost 1/5 of it.
Oh freak! That's not good.
1/5 of your brain gone right now.
Sorry, temporary down.
Shadow boxing is like fighting with your eyes closed.
It's just like
boxing.
How do you even punch
it's...
properly?
You gotta go with your hip into it.
But I mean, like, do that.
What do you mean? Are you retarded?
I don't know how to punch. Where do I put you the other hand when I'm doing that?
Up your butt. Wait a second, I'll teach you in a second. Hold up.
See that one coming. Yo. Check this out. Yo.
Okay. Can you share screen with your OBS right now so I can see what you're doing? Sophia.
No. No, wait. Yeah.
No, wait, yeah.
Yeah! Yeah. I'm gonna die. My anus. Oh, my anus. No! I didn't mean that. My anus is perfectly fine. Shut up.
Okay, I can see your fecal matter right now.
Don't do that!
Okay. Put your fists up right next to your cheeks.
My cheeks? Okay.
Yeah, good one, genius.
Get out of here, you stupid.
Okay, now, like, bend your knees a bit. More? Okay, now lean your upper body down a bit. Your head is supposed to be down, okay? So put your head down in between your fists. Keep your face forward, though. Just, like...
Yeah.
Keep your face forward.
Yeah, this is how I fight. Yo, what's up? What's up?
Yo, what's up? Dude, I'll break your head.
Yo, you want some? Alright.
Okay. Duck your head between your fists, right?
Yeah.
And you keep your elbows close to your body.
I gotta fight like this. I'm too short.
No, what you do if you're short is that you squat and you... When you elongate your body up, you do it forward. So you can throw a punch low, you can throw a body shot, and you hurt him. Use your legs, retard. Bend your knees. Bend your knees, and then when you stretch your legs, you take your fist with you, so you got impulse. Jesus, your fighting IQ is so low.
What do you mean, duck?
Yeah, something like that. Keep your elbows close to your body, though. And fists close to face.
Okay,
this is getting somewhere. Bend your knees more. Okay, now when you're gonna throw a punch, let's say you straighten your left leg forward, that pushes you forward, and then you punch while you do that, so you got impulse going on. Throw a left while you straighten your left leg forward.
That?
Yeah, like that.
That.
Imagine you're punching your brother in the stomach right now.
Ha,
in the ribs. Yeah, exactly like that.
Yo, you spin me right now.
Your IQ is negative.
Because I started doing that in class.
Wait. You got your phone with you?
My phone?
Yeah, your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll video call you.
Okay, you want some?
Okay, I'm video calling you.
Hello?
Penis. Yeah, get your phone.
Yo, what's up?
Wait, shut up for a second. There we go.
Alright, you gotta mute yourself.
Oh, crap. Alright, can you see me properly?
Yeah.
Okay. I can put it right up. See me better now. Okay.
It's so retarded.
And then you put one leg forward. Wait, are you left-handed or right-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay, so you're right-handed, so your left foot should be forward. Because you throw better punches with your right hand, so you should have it way back here so you get impulse. Okay, so if you're gonna be squatting down with your like this. Or, actually, if you're gonna be doing like this, you're gonna be normal stance, neutral, straight.
Okay.
If you're gonna be like this, then you can put one of your feet forward.
Okay.
So if you're gonna be doing like this, you're gonna have a lead foot. But if you're gonna be doing like this, you're gonna be getting inside. You're short, so you're gonna have to do this. Mm-hmm. So, because you can't, punch like this. Because you're just gonna hit the guy's freaking toes.
Yeah.
So you gotta do like this. So you'll get up inside. Up inside the gruts so you can hit him.
Yo, can I get up into your gruts
right quick? Can I get up inside your gruts? Okay, there's this mic that hold up. This is Mike Tyson thing. Because Mike Tyson was really short. He was like a small guy. Ouch. So he would have to get up inside those gruts to fight dudes. You couldn't really be throwing like this. Because when you throw your punches upward, you lose power. Because, you know, you're, you know, completely out. You're going, you know, you're, it's like pulling yourself up by your hair.
Right.
So you can't really do it. So to do it, he would focus on the body and then move upward, really up close. Because then he would be able to throw uppercuts. So do the squat thing like this. Okay. You throw way up in there with a punch. And then you move up.
Oh.
Like that. Actually closer than that, so like this.
Oh, so you get up in his gruts. Then you go up in the gruts.
You lean, you're already here. You're gonna go even further down with a fist. Then you're gonna go up.
Oh, so I do it my opposite.
Like that. Does this tire you out?
I'm reading the chat. But yeah, I'm getting sweaty. I'm sweating my balls off.
It's yeah, like don't try not stretching your legs too much. Then you're gonna be like a freaking ballerina.
Oh, what's up? Oh, you trying to fight?
Then you're gonna be fighting like this?
Yo, this is the 1-2 can't fight like that. Combo.
Yo! Ouch. Ow, my lumbar. Everything hurts.
Oh, man. Looks like
an oh, yeah, if you're gonna be throwing uppercuts, you squat down and you bring your body up while you're doing it.
Like that?
Yeah. It makes it stronger. You can go up, well, further down than that. You don't really squat too much. Yeah.
All the way?
Don't go up here though.
Oh.
Bring it up to your like right above your head and then stop.
Okay.
Like here. Right on your forehead. Put your fist on your forehead. So you're probably gonna be going up here. Yeah, like that.
Sophia's already blacker than me. This isn't fair. Learning black fighting tactics. Grab him by the weave, grab him by the draws. Pull them both off. Break time.
Yeah, now let's try to do it with the lead foot though. I put my left foot forward, I guess.
You're left-handed, so you put your right.
Yeah, but I don't do southpaw. That's weird. I do like this. Prefer like this. Okay, so you're right-handed, so you put your left foot forward.
Yeah.
And your fist needs to stay up here so you can block punches, right? Or if they're down here, you jab. This you're not gonna be punching with this hand. You're gonna be jabbing with it to check the distance. Cause if you can hit him with your jab, that means you can throw a right.
Yeah.
You're close enough to do that, and you can hit him. George Foreman, what he would do is he would like put his hand on the guy's shoulder and pull him down so that he could do like this, and the guys would die. Which is something you probably should be able to do, cause you cannot, you know, you're not big, so you can't clinch him. So you pull him down so you can hit him. So you go, Mike Tyson would get up inside and then he would work up and do an uppercut. GTA fighting graphics. Use your elbows. I'm just boxing right now. Although punching really close almost looks like elbows. You can do like this. I'm gonna only be hitting the fist, but the elbow's gonna be right in your ear. Bow!
Went all the way around. Weird.
I'm trying to imagine fighting your... I'm thinking in your brain right now. I'm trying to fight your brother in my mind.
Right.
Like that.
7 or 8 inches taller than me. So I'd have to go...
Yeah, you have to go all the way down, right? Like this. You gotta always be shaking from side to side. You know? No. Keep your legs straight. Like that.
Like sticking my butt out?
Yeah.
Bend the torso? Only?
Like this. Cause then he can't hit you.
Yeah, but then I'm gonna pass out from being dizzy.
Don't do that all the time. Do it when you need it.
Oh, okay.
So if he's thrown right here, you go like this, then you hit him right in the stomach. Mm. Right in the solar plexus. Like this. Bow! Maybe, and you can also walk forward when you do that. So he's coming at you from here. You go like this. And then you can hit him with one like hit like this. And then you got your whole hip and everything around here going in the same direction. So you hit him with like this.
Yeah.
So he can break his ribs like that.
This is an interesting discussion about optics. Indeed it is.
This is what I do for fun. Boxing optics.
Hit rate be going low though. What's all that about, nigga bone?
Too much knowledge coming out of the
anus. Too much knowledge is coming out of the anus box. You have to slow down the stream so people can catch it. Coming at high velocity. Okay.
Say something.
We're okay. Back.
We are back. McDonald's Wi-Fi.
I boxed my PC up. It's all broken. I boxed the internet router to death. I freaking
hate Okay, let's say you are jabbing right here. And you, like, touch your brother. That means you can throw a punch. So you gotta throw it with your... You put your... Bend your knees very, very little when you're throwing like this. And then when you touch something, you go with your hips and your shoulders. You go... Don't throw up though. Don't throw it up because that, you know, weakens you.
Around?
Yeah. Try throwing. Always throw close range, so you don't open it too much for him to hit you in the head. You like this. You touch him and you bow. Try not letting your limbs to wrist. Your limbs to wrist. Your wrist to limp. Like this. Yo. You touch him and you put you always when you're punching you put your other arm up so you can defend from any like instant counter. If you throw him like this, if you open right here, he can hit you in the head.
Yeah. Touch him, squeeze his breast.
And when you're punching, you let your body just sink down like this. Because then you know.
To dodge
and because it uses the force of gravity. And you're throwing with the force of gravity, so you're letting yourself to go down. You're not, you know, absorbing the weight of the punching. So you're bow, and you get up and you continue. Your left hand, sir. Yeah, that's if you are not southpaw. If you're normal. Yeah, Sophia. Now do a yeah. Touch his breasts. And smack his butt. That's how you fight. You squeeze his breast in. To lunge it all the way in there.
Yeah, all the way in. Coming around.
Squeeze his breast and you punch his nuts. Mm-hmm. Squeeze his
what? Right here? What about your nuts?
Your nuts and your butt.
Your butt? Yo, wait. Your breast? Oh, that's a good breast. Your butt.
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah, that's the heavyweight champion right there. You guys are saying right now.
It'd be funnier if that stuff was legal. You could actually just hit slaps on the butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Nut sack.
That wouldn't be very fun though. I don't think the guys would like that.
Hmm.
Might actually have to. Yeah, squeeze his testicles. And then you crunch his butt. Hold up, let me do something.
so I can demonstrate better.
All right, see you, Mr. Kyle.
Hold up, I'll fart in a second. Ouch!
Don't fart so hard, you'll hurt yourself.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I can show you better without the hindrance. Alright. Duck down here. There's a thing, there's a really funny thing Mike Tyson used to do. Which was that he would lean down and he would walk while doing the bobbing thing. He would literally do the up in your guts movement.
That's funny though. That's funny though.
When he gets up in here like this. Like that. Although I probably stretched my legs too much. For that
my one. Butt.
Let me get my hat. Oh, okay, that's better. Cause then I'll be shaking and swinging and jiggling and squiggling. Alright. Do it like I'm doing it. Can't get hit. Why are you doing like this?
I don't know.
Don't lean that much forward. Lean like this. Your head goes down. You don't go like this, dude. Yeah, dude, I'll box you. What's up?
Yeah, I'll box you. What's up?
Victor jumped on his bed and put his butt out.
Oh, you cannot. You cannot. Like, lean forward, because that makes you off balance.
Okay,
you
gotta keep it
here. Bend my legs, though.
You mean like
yeah, bend your legs down. You don't bend them like this, dude. Bend your legs down. Uh-huh. Like you're squatting, but not entirely. And you keep your head down in between your fists. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then if he tries to hit you, you can go further down. Or you can lean back, keep your arms in it. Like that? Not like this. Just, you know. Because in here you can still feel where his arms are.
I can still touch
if he's punching, you can, like, if he's throwing, you know, long range punches, if one of them misses, you can catch him, you know, with an uppercut. If he throws a punch like this, you move in like that.
Yeah.
If he throws something like that. What Mike Tyson would do is that he would do this. And I tried to do it before, but it's really hard to do with the hair. He would do that. He would go straight up into the guy and like so close, he would circle around him.
Yeah.
Because that would be to escape any long range action. Oh. Forgive the politics talk, you were psychic. Earlier you said angry blacks should go after the popo if they want to hurt someone. Well, the looters just have taken over one of the MPLS police precincts. That's pretty cool. Okay, Sophia, you got a better stance. You're going quicker, too.
Cool.
Make sure you're small, so you go for body shots. Oh, you probably should go for head only with uppercuts. Dodge a punch. As you dodge, because you're gonna dodge like this, you can always, mm-hmm. at the same time, get some momentum.
Weird.
Hmm?
I'm not used to using my own body.
And if you don't go for an uppercut, if you hit him in the ribs, you can go further up with every punch. So you go like this.
Yeah. freaking his butt, his face, his butt again.
Smack his balls?
Yeah.
Squeeze his butt, smack his balls, touch his breasts.
Like that? Like that?
What? Yeah, like that.
Yo, bet you didn't see that one coming.
You can throw straights,
too. That actually got an A minus.
That is a little bit better on trimming, but otherwise. Great balls.
Great balls. Oh, gee.
Also important to squeeze your butt to defend against surprise sodomy.
Yeah, another good thing to do in a fight is say, I'm a police officer.
I'm actually a police officer.
I'm plain clothes. You touch me, that's a dime.
I'm trying to fight Greta.
I'll beat her up.
Not used to that, but...
You can also do the same movement when he thinks you're gonna do the same thing. You can do it like this and then move back and hit him going back. Whap!
Oh, wait, what?
What?
Like this, okay? Punch is coming in here. But let's say after his right, he's gonna throw another left. Mm-hmm. So his body was here, and then it's like turning the other direction is gonna be here. Mm-hmm. Right? So you start here, you dodge the first punch, you move it here. Another one is coming where your head is gonna be. Mm-hmm. So you do it right back, and you move back like this. And then you hit him like that on his, on his belly. It looks funny, but it works. Because then he's going to flip to the other side, and he's going to go down like that. And his head is going to be down, and you can hit it from the side.
Can I just walk in on boxing lessons?
You're going to hit his ear. If his head is down and you hit him, you're going to hit his ear, he's got no balance.
Oh, right. Makes sense.
Yeah, we're training to fight Nazis, okay? We're Antifa. Jesus Christ, I am sweating.
Nut squish.
Butt slap.
Iconic combo.
From Karina Davis.
She goes in, squeezes the breast.
Just to see what distance is.
If she successfully gets a hold of the nipple.
She goes in for the nut grab.
And the butt slap.
Disorientation.
Super effective.
I'm learning to punch Nazis, actually.
Yeah, that's something you got from one of them.
Yeah.
I killed a Nazi with my boxing.
And I took it.
Mizah, of course.
FM, whatever. Can't wait to add another one to my collection.
Ouch.
Can't wait for someone to get knocked out by a black lesbian.
Cause you turn your body back and then you got momentum for your punch. I lost my hat again. It's very funny. Sorry about the echo.
Victor is now using his headphones. He's going full boxer mode.
I'm trying to see if I remember any other moves. I just made my cat hit his head.
That's good.
On a metal chair.
Classic.
Hands up, don't shoot. Give a hoot, don't pollute.
Don't fart.
Yeah, if you go back. Yeah, if you go back while he throws a punch, you can nail him right in the jaw.
Right.
Sort of an uppercut too. You're like this, your head is down here, so his punch is gonna be down here. You go back like that. And you got some momentum because you're going back.
Feels like a retarded autism type punch. Slapping my arm against me.
Oh.
Alright. Sophia, now show your terrifying boxing skills to the audience.
A terrifying boxing skill?
Yeah.
No. Let's say Ego pull up on the block. Your gay Mexican brother. Okay. First, you know, grab the boobie, see what's going on over there. Knock knock, who's there? Grab it. Punch the nuts, slap the butt. One move. And, ducking around, punching.
Yeah, that's how you punch. You make sure to bend your wrist like that.
Yeah.
So that you break your wrist on people's bodies.
Yo,
let me punch you right here.
Yo, sick.
Yeah. Make sure to, like, move your wrist about 100 times while you punch. Yeah.
Check this out. The rotary motion adds force to it. So
yeah, exactly. That makes sense.
It's a better punch.
Mm.
So clean, so fast. All right. This is what Hitler youth training looks like. We're cosplaying right now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
That's the thing. The crazy thing about that movement is that it's really useful, but it's really taxing. If you don't have good, like, blood pressure, you're dead if you're not really athletic.
Yeah, my head is hurting.
Yeah, I started seeing, you know, little eggers all over my vision.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson could do that, like, really fast. I think he could do, like half a second he could do. He could do two in a second, I think. And do it multiple consecutively.
Crazy.
Really good. Giving a nice dance, bloke.
Yeah. just come around and.
Make sure you keep your wrists straight. Don't turn your wrists whichever way. Keep them straight with your arm. Same dimension as your forearm. Parallel to your forearm, always.
Okay.
So if someone points like that, it's got to stay like that. Bow or entire arm. Bow. You can't bend them like this. That's just gonna break your arm.
Yeah. I have
if you're gonna throw
how
a punch.
To move my actual arm around.
Yeah, you gotta get. If you can't throw that far away, cause then the force is gonna be landing on your wrist and not on the guy you wanna punch.
Mm.
Gotta get up close and hit him like this. Why are you doing? Why do you keep doing this? Keep it straight. Straight with your arm. Try to keep it very. Don't throw that far away, dude. Try not
right
ever get. Don't. Yeah, try keeping it really close. like a freaking like this from your face.
I'm only doing like an elbow movement, but I see.
Yeah, because when you punch that close, your elbow is gonna be at the front at some point.
Easier for me to think about it like that rather than I'm punching. Like I'm doing
yeah, like this, you freaking turn your wrist. You can't do that. Or you go straight with it. And then it's always backed by your entire arm, never the wrist. Bow! Is Victor a martial artist? No, I'm not. But I do like it. Okay.
About freaking rioting.
Also, there's two ways to throw a punch like that. One of them is keeping your palm facing downward. I don't think that's the best way. I think it's better to throw like that with the sideways.
Oh.
Especially if you're throwing body shots.
So, like that rather than.
Yeah. Go all the way down, hit him in the ribs. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. You can almost do like a half uppercut on it too. When you're coming up, check him in the ribs like that.
Corner eyes pluck out. Yeah, that's if your attacker even lets you get in that position. What?
Police have pulled out of the precinct entirely. Hilarious.
That's funny. They're just letting the Iggers do a boo-boo?
That's real funny.
I know judo, so I don't use punches and kicks. Yeah, what's
better for knows karate.
Shrimp? I know karate?
Yeah, you do know karate.
Really?
Yeah, you do. You did karate.
Oh, yeah, when I was, like, 7.
What did you learn in karate?
Freaking, I don't know. All I remember is learning this. That's it. It probably did.
That's retarded.
All I did was, like, routines and stuff. Like, martial arts like that aren't actually for fighting.
That's so gay.
It's gay.
That's super gay.
They do routines where they're, like... Straight up that. It's not useful at all.
How to get molested. Yeah, that should be the name of the karate class.
Yo, Raper?
Raper?
Hey, rapist. Hey, rapist. Hey, you, rapist. Hey. Check this out. I learned this move in karate. I learned this.
Yeah, that's it. Throw it with your shoulder. Don't put your elbow too much up though.
Yeah.
Make sure it's the same level as your fist.
More like half.
Yeah, like that. Throw it with your shoulder and your hip. Keep your other hand up to your cheek or down here.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Close your other elbow. A lot of guys fight like that.
Oh, shoot. Wrap it up.
Yeah, we should. I got a neck pain. All right. touch my freaking
penis.
Wiener.
Good session, Sophie. Fight Proud Boys now. Yeah, we're gonna take it to the Proud Boys. We're gonna take them down. Stupid racist. I hate racism.
I hate racism.
As Soph 2020. I hate racism.
That's a quote. All you guys should post in your bio, in your Twitters and Instagrams and Snapchats. I hate racism.
Yeah, that's a really inspirational, witty quote. I am comfy AF right now, even though I'm cooking, I'm 90 degrees. I'm getting used to it.
Yeah.
The heat doesn't even bother me anymore.
Where is that flag? Where is that flag? Ironically, to really stick it to racism. Yes, yeah, that's how it is.
Because it looks so bad. This like looks so bad. I mean,
yeah, doesn't it look so ugly?
Ugly. It's so like not really cool and something I want all over everything.
It's definitely not like a super powerful symbol that makes people pee themselves when you look at it. Yeah, this is the optics episode. What are you talking about?
I wear this because I'm not scared of the racists and the Jew haters. I'm not they're a bunch of pathetic racist magas, ragas. Bunch of crackers. Racist riggas.
Riggas. Call them the crickas.
So... I wish this were the state flag of California.
You're gonna see a lot of black people. This is the funniest thing ever because they're gonna destroy police stations and then police people are gonna kill criminal black people. Win-win.
Racism is over. That's what's
all right, guys. Hope you have a great time tonight.
God.
I think somebody's mommy is getting arrested right now.
Oh, isn't that delectable?
Very delectable, Willie. Ah.